HTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Thanks, Brent, for the warm introduction to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you after being gone last week. It's good to be back, and I'm super excited about today's show. You know, the last 6-7 weeks, we've had a series on innovation in the building industry and how that's shaping the market and how that affects you as homeowners, whether you're thinking about remodeling or thinking about building a home. Innovation is definitely part of the industry and something that's relevant when you're considering products, when you're considering processes and the like. And today we have a guest on the show that I've been actually trying to get on the show for 2.5 years. That's 2.5 years. And that's Scott Baker from National Nail. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Marcus, great to be here.
So Scott Baker, his company National Nail is a local business. And one of the things that gets me excited is really highlighting local businesses, businesses that have an impact not only here in West Michigan, but ultimately, you guys have an impact nationally, and I would even say globally.
Yeah, it's been fun, Mark. It's been fun seeing how we've grown from being a local company probably 52 years ago, and now you can find our product as far away as Norway and Israel and now even Brazil.
Now, innovation, and I think it's a fitting cap to the series, is having your company on. You know, we've had some nationally recognized brands, and you know, from Trex to Anderson.
Sure.
But having your company on really, in my mind, is a great cap, because part of the DNA of your company is innovation. And you know, we talked before the show, it's not just on products, Scott.
Yeah, no, it's not. I was sharing with Mark, I had the chance to teach at a leadership conference a few weeks ago, and they said, Scott, define what innovation means to you. And I said, innovation to me is relentlessly pursuing and creating new experiences. And so relentless is you got to do it all the time. And this thing called new experiences. And so for us at our company, the way I think is a new experience could be product. It could be something cool with a new product. But it also could be how you take an existing product and create a new and exciting service with it. So how you serve somebody. Or it could be just how you collaborate and are in community with somebody. So in our company, what we try and do is create broad new experiences that encompass both product, service, and then how we collaborate with our supply chain and our customer partners.
For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, alongside Scott Baker from National Nail. Our phone number, 395-1450, that's 395-1450. And today we conclude a series on innovation, and National Nail is a local company that has global reach. And our topic today, you know, I think we're going to talk big picture innovation, and then as the segments go along, we're going to talk about some of the specifics behind that innovation. Scott, where do you guys fit into the stream here, into the building product channel, if you will?
Yeah, good question, Mark. You know, you look at the name National Nail, guess what? We do nails. We do nails, not fingernails, guys. We do fasteners. So we have a fetish, if you will, with putting things together. So nails, both a package nail that someone would buy in a 1 or 5 pound, pneumatic fasteners that would go through pneumatic guns, and screws are a big part of who we are. So any kind of screw product. And then we've got some patented technologies that shoot this stuff as well. So fasteners are a big part of it. We think that stuff's sexy for some reason.
You definitely hit the nail
on the head.
Exactly. So what does that mean for our listeners? You know, why is it relevant that you're in this part of the industry?
Yeah, if you think of any project, if you're going to build a home, unless a fastener shows up, you can't put anything together, right? So I guess broadly speaking, your home is going to be assembled with products that we buy and that we brand and that we sell. If you're doing an exterior project, not everyone's building a home this year, Mark, but if you're doing an exterior project, putting on a new deck as an example, we likely are going to show up somewhere in your project.
Now, how do you keep a nail or a screw exciting? I mean, let's be real. I mean, what makes it different today than 15, 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah. You know, it's that piece, Mark, where you talk about innovation. It's how do you take something that might have been here for a long period of time and create some fun with it? And that's what we try and do is taking nails, taking screws. It could be repackaging them a different way. It could be in the case of another product we can talk about later, but literally coming up with a different way of assembling a product.
Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Great time today. We're talking innovation with Scott Baker from National Nail. And their company is a difference maker in the building industry when it comes to fasteners and really innovation. You know, how do you make fasteners exciting? And innovation really comes from solving a problem like we were talking about during the break, Scott. Let's kind of talk about that, and you know, you guys have come up with a product, you know, specifically called Camel that has solved a problem.
Yeah, if you think of Mark and I were just talking, all innovation or all businesses are created to solve a problem. I think back to the 60s when women went to the workplace, food was a problem, so all of a sudden fast food starts showing up, right, to solve a problem where meals weren't being prepared at home. So we take that same kind of thinking and then apply it to fasteners. Well, where Camel came from, Camel is a product. It's a screw that enables someone to drive screws, if you will, or seat boards through the edge of their deck board versus through the face of a deck board. And what we learned by being on job sites with contractors is all the issues that were created by face fastening. You know, in particular with treated lumber, when a deck board is face fastened, it creates holes to the face of the board that allows moisture to then penetrate to the inside of the board. And what that does, by introducing moisture in the board, it encourages decay and rot to occur from the inside. And then what we end up seeing is we see splitting, we see cracking, we see checking, we see splinters. And as I like to say, someone's got to stop the bleeding, because out at my deck at the lake, kids get splinters in their feet. And now we have young children with splinters and they're bleeding. And so we saw a problem on job sites. We thought, how do we fix this? And so we came up with this idea of edge fastening with a very proprietary and patented screw.
Very cool. A product called Camel. We're going to talk more about that, but we're going to go live to a call. Randy, you are on the At Home Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Randy. How you doing today?
Pretty good. Do you guys make brass screws?
So brass screws. What would be your application, Randy?
Outside.
Okay. All right. So you're thinking about doing brass screws and applying that to some type of a project on the exterior of a home.
All right. Hey, Randy, this is Scott. Brass is not something that we are engaged with at the moment. That isn't something that we do. Stainless, certainly. There's some aluminum products we do, but you're the first one I've heard that's to ask me if I do brass.
Okay. Now, does your company still do straight slot and Phillips? Because everybody wants to put a screw in, it seems to be going to square drive.
Yeah, we're the end. If you think what Randy's talking about, square slots, you think of that blunt tip or that spade tip screw, and then the Phillips head came out, and where the industry seems to be moving is this thing called a Torx drive or star drive screws. It enables you to get the more points of contact on your bit. We're straight up a star drive house. So, Randy, we don't do square drive products. We have one combo product. But because of companies like Mark's, they see the value in a star product. That's really influenced what we have manufactured for us and what we distribute.
I see. Okay. Very good.
Hey, thanks for the call, Randy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend. you know, you're talking about trends and how products evolve, you know, a brass screw, you know, let's just close the loop on that. You know, I don't necessarily see that being a relevant product in the marketplace anymore, Scott.
Yeah, we don't hear much. On the outside of the home, what we hear the most about, Mark, and it's from people like you and from contractors, is probably that highest grade is going to be that 316 stainless. There's epoxy coatings, other coatings you can put on them to help blend in. So,
all right. Well, again, thanks for calling, Randy. Our number is 395-1450. If you have any additional comments or questions in relation to today's show, let's get back to that whole discussion about solving a problem. And, mm-hmm. and as you were talking, Scott, about decking, you know, I had this picture, you know, you talked about slivers on a board. And
right.
I also think about the aesthetic portion
exactly.
of having screws. You know, as decking has evolved and gotten nicer, people are looking at it more from a perspective of like an interior hardwood floor type of a look. And mm-hmm. fasteners on the surface aren't necessarily always desirable.
You know, that's an excellent point, Mark. You know, when you work with your customers, it doesn't matter if someone's putting a treated deck down or a very expensive capstock product. People are looking at that decking space as a outdoor living space. And what face fastening does is it kind of interrupts and creates noise to that outdoor living space. And so as we look at fasteners, if you will, and particularly the camo technology, it's how do we help somebody better enjoy their outdoor living space? And if we're face fastening through a softwood product and just with all the damage it does to the board, it really gets in the way of somebody being able to enjoy it. And you see them, and then you power wash the coatings off them, and they're just ugly. And then over the time, they accelerate the natural aging of wood.
Right.
And so, so we hear that as well. So aesthetically, people want to remove them. But then from an enjoyment standpoint is, if I can get those son of a guns off the face of my deck, put them in the edges, which actually strengthens the hold-down power of it, there's just a number of benefits, aesthetically and performance-wise.
Right. Now, Scott, we have a lot of professionals that listen to the show. We also have a lot of homeowners that they may be thinking, hey, I can tackle a deck project,
right.
for example, right? Well, can you paint a picture of the whole labor side of this? Because I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a listener going, boy, you're talking about putting a screw in the side of a deck board, and it seems to be a little bit more of a mountain than I can climb.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, when we first came up with the innovation, the starting point is the fastener. The fastener is really the magic behind the whole thing, and the fastener has a blunt tip on it, so it's boring a hole, which prevents the board from cracking and splitting. So we had to figure that one out. The next thing we had to figure out, to your point, is how do we help somebody easily get this into the edge of their board? So what we've come up with is a series of guides. Our new one is called the Edge Guide, and this guy just attaches to the end of a power drill. There's a cavity in it in which you insert your screw into, and it nestles right on the edge of the board. There's a magnetic, so you can't drop. I can probably still drop my screw, but most people won't even drop their screw. And you certainly engage it and drive it in. It's easier to put a deck down using the edge guide and edge screws than face fastening, and here's why. If you're face fastening a deck, I probably want all my screws lined up, right, Mark?
Absolutely.
It's going to look bad enough, but it'll look worse if they're all off. So I've got to pay attention to where my screws go down. I got to chalk line that son of a gun, and you know that screw wiggles in my hand a little bit before I drive it down. All that adds time. When you use an edge guide and a camo screw, we don't care. You just find the joist and you drive it home, and you don't have to drop screws. You don't have to do chalk lines. It's faster to put it in, and it's easier to put it in than the traditional way of face screwing.
Innovation in the building industry. We are continuing on that journey. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Yeah, big night. Scott and I were talking during the break. Big night for Michigan and Michigan State basketball fans. And although I do bleed maize and blue, as many of you know, I'll be going for the Spartans tonight. I'm not sure about you, Scott.
Well, yeah, I'm like you. I'm a true blue guy. But when you get to this point, it's the Big Ten. Wisconsin, big win last night. It'd be cool to have three of us in the Final Four.
Right. Truth be told, though, if Michigan does lose in the first game, and Michigan State plays later, that may change my desire. I'm just being vulnerable and transparent. That's all I'm being. So, all right, let's quit the rabbit trail. We'll get right back to the topic of today, and that's wrapping up the whole series on innovation. And we focused a lot of the show today on this Camel product that National Nail has developed. And it's been a product that's been in development for several
number of years,
years. But right now, it's really kind of hitting the market really hard across the country. And it's exciting because, you know, it's an answer not only to if you were doing a composite deck, but let's be real, a lot of decks that are built, in fact, the majority of them are still built by putting a treated deck down.
Yeah,
talk about
correct.
That a little,
I mean,
Scott.
What we find, if you look at across the industry, what the industry will tell us is still close to 75, 78, somewhere in there, the decks are still put down with a softwood. Affordability is certainly one of the reasons. But you know, someone who wants to enjoy a softwood deck, they want the same kind of experience that maybe someone who's going to put down a much more expensive deck. And so I remember a phrase someone told me. They said, what I love about Camo is I get the high-end look without the high-end price mark.
A hidden gem. That is for sure. Now, just a couple details as we wrap up this part of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I imagine that our listeners might be thinking about specifics like length of the screw. Mm-hmm. Are there multiple lengths of screws? Is there a color, although it is hidden, is there a color? And then also, specific to treated, is there some type of a coating that this screw has to have on it?
Yeah, really good questions, Mark. It's available in two sizes. One says 1 7/8", and then the longer length is 2 3/8". The longer length one is really for a full 5/4 or a 2-inch board. If you have a treated that is less than an inch, you can comfortably use the 1 7/8" screw. In terms of coatings, what's available, Mark, is in the industry it's called a 1500-hour salt spray, but it's a triple-coated screw, which works great with your ACQ products and copper azole products. So you're good to go with the coating on a carbon steel screw. And if it's the higher, if it's the maximum protection you're looking for, it comes in a 316 stainless as well, and that comes with a black coating. Your carbon steel product is a camel green. It's kind of a hunter green. So, but like Mark said, you aren't going to see it anyway. You're just going to see an itty-bitty dark hole there.
I was hoping that it was maize or blue, but hey.
Next generation.
Yeah, that's the next gen.
That's the next innovation.
It's a product that is available at building supply houses. And, you know, we do stock the product at Zeeland Lumber and Supply, and we do have the applicable tools
Absolutely. That
will help make that project go well. And it's an exciting new product, and it's something that I think is worth talking about and using on your decks, you know, whether you're building a new deck, whether you're refurbishing your existing deck, Camo is definitely a product to think about and look at. What are some resources? Where can folks get a little bit better picture, maybe online, to find out a little bit more about Camo?
Yeah, great question. If you go to camofasteners.org, you will find a complete suite. It's a complete website on Camo. That's a great place to go. At you can like us on our Facebook, which is also in Camo. And you can, as Mark said, go to Zeeland Lumber. You'll find it there. And a fun thing that we're going to do, I'm announcing it for the first, although I'm not the first one to announce it. We have this thing called a Camo Connect newsletter. But Mark's probably not heard this yet. We will be doing a deck contest. So we're going to be canvassing the country looking for people that have done some pretty cool things with a deck using Camo. And so Zeeland Lumber will be participating in that as well. So you can learn more about that either through camofastener.com or come see Mark at Zeeland Lumber.
And that's a promotion that's going to be going on this spring or summer, if summer ever comes.
Yeah. The white has to go away. But yeah, we've gotten so many cool comments of it. When you come up with a brand like Camo where the fastener is hidden, and it's like camouflaged, and have people go, man, I'm Camo, because they wear Camo, they hunt, they fish, it's just fun. There's been a wonderful connection between what the product is and does and the people that install it. So this is a way to get people engaged with Camo and tell us some cool stories.
You know, it's definitely a game changer. As I said earlier on the show, this product has gotten all of us at Zeeland Lumber excited. And I know when I talk with dealers across the country, they think the product is dynamite as well. So kudos to you guys as a company for staying ahead of things. And you know, like I said to our listeners, is, you know, one of the things we want to do is bring relevant information and solve people's problems with whatever product it is that's out there. Anything else that's going on that you can even share in our brief time left, Scott?
Brief time, we've got as I started out the segment, innovation is relentlessly pursuing and creating new experiences. There's a phrase, a big canvas in my office, and it says the best way to predict the future is to create it. And we've got a bunch of other stuff coming behind Camo. We've got more guides coming that'll speed up the process. We've got these things that will work on not bending boards, and there's just more stuff coming in Camo that we're pretty doggone excited about.
Well, it's been great having you on the show.
Pleasure,
Scott.
To be here.
Just a ton of fun talking about innovation. And for our listeners, it's been a great series on talking about innovation over the last several weeks. We're going to take a couple weeks off from a series, and in the middle of April, I mean, we'll be back next week. We're just going to have a specific show related to one topic. But the middle of April, we're going to start another series. This is just on product development and discussing products and how they can make your projects fun and beneficial in the future. Thanks for listening, everybody.